man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Hey, folks, let's go. Let's go. Sorry to interrupt Merle Haggard. Merle, Donald Trump's on the stage right now. This is James Kelso. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. And this is Donald Trump live from the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Let's tune him on, turn him on right now. Huge crowd, packed. Here he goes.
No laws to work with. We have really no laws to work with. The laws are horrible. The laws are the worst and dumbest in the history of the world. Again, between the trade deals world and our immigration horrible laws in the world, but we're getting them out. But you know what? ICE, we call ICE, and they go into those towns and they grab those guys by the neck and they throw them into those paddy wagons. They couldn't care less. And you don't want to do it. And you don't want to do it. But we have some really bad people that were allowed into this country under President Obama and others. And we're getting them the hell out. And you know, these towns that I know so well, we get ICE out. And the people are standing at their windows cheering. They're like clapping for ICE. They're clapping because these are brave people. They're good people, too, good heart. But they're tough. They're tough.
Oh, God.
They're strong and they're tough. And ICE is afraid of them. You know why? Because they're much tougher than ICE. And that's what happens to work. I hate to say it. So they get out. And you know the sad thing? It's sad, actually. It's like the towns are being liberated, like it's a war. And you're getting, finally, the enemy out of our country. The towns are being liberated from this scum.
Amazing. So beautiful. Amazing.
So the Democrats want to abolish ICE, and the Republicans want to cherish ICE. And I can tell you that. And I think everybody in this room respects and really admires Border Patrol, ICE, all of our law enforcement, everybody. Not an easy job. Not an easy job. A vote for Democrats in November is a vote to erase our borders and leave innocent Americans at the mercy of hardened criminals. That's what will happen. We need strong law and order. A vote for Republicans is a vote to support the brave heroes of ICE, Border Patrol, law enforcement, and all of the other groups that work with us. Every day, ICE, which is being so badly treated, that's why I'll sometimes go more and more in favor of talking about ICE. Because what the Democrats are doing to the morale of these brave people is incredible. It's incredible. And you know what? If they didn't have them, they'd be calling up begging, saying, where is that? We need ICE. We need somebody to help. This election is about safety. And this election is about jobs. And the beauty of the jobs, people that were stuck in one job didn't like it. They've now got six different alternatives. They go here, there, they get one that they like, and they're making more money. Wages are going up. Nobody thought this was going to happen. Excuse me, you ready? 3.8%. Isn't that nice? Nobody thought that was going to happen. Thanks to Republican leadership, our economy is booming like never before. It's never been like this. Economic growth last quarter hit a number that nobody thought possible. this number was one, less than one, and going down to negative territory. We've created nearly 4 million new jobs since the election and lifted almost 4 million Americans off food stamps. We've added almost 500,000 new manufacturing jobs since election. 500,000.
Now, I'm just going to forgive me. This is Kelso. You were listening to Donald Trump live. I'm going to go right back to him. You surely want to hear him more than you want to hear me. So we'll go back. I just want to say to you, I've been watching the whole thing. We cut in the middle here. The crowd is huge. They're going wild. Donald Trump keeps getting better. if we don't have a chance in this show to give any of the highlights that you missed, we'll cover them in tomorrow's show. Let's go back to the man himself, the reason for this show and the inspiration for everything I've got left in me. Here he is.
Pick up. I said, hello. He goes, Trump, this is Bobby Knight, and you got to run for president. Our country needs you. And I said, that's Bobby Knight. That's Bobby Knight. Right? That's Bobby Knight. After the first word, I knew it was Bobby Knight. And he said, you got to run. I said, well, you know, Bobby, first of all, I respect you a lot, and I really love winners, and you are a winner. And the job you did, great guy. He's also a great guy, big heart. He doesn't want people to know that, but he's actually got a very big heart. He'd be devastated if I said that he has a big, but he does. He has a big heart. But I said, you know, Bobby, I haven't decided to run. But if I do, could you give me a number? I'll take it, and I'll call you. So an amazing thing happened. So I write down his number. It was a cell. I wrote it down, and I have a stack of papers on my desk in New York. I haven't been to that office because I don't care about any of that stuff anymore. I only care about doing what's good for us. I couldn't care less. It's true. They won't tell you that, but it's true. So I take this number, and I put it on my desk, and I put it in the middle of a stack of papers. I just, you know, it's like sort of a file. Some of you people might have some. It's like a file of things you may need someday, but probably not. And then when you go through them about 3 years later, 95% of it you throw out, right? But I had two big stacks. You'll see pictures of me in the office. You'll see these massive stacks. I just have them. And now I say, I'm going to run. And we did great. We were on center stage of every single debate, right? Every single debate. Center stage means we were never in second place. And if we were, they would let you know about it tomorrow morning. We were never in second. I was center stage on every, well, however many debates. Anyway, I'm doing well. We won New York. We won this one. We won that one. We won New Hampshire. Wow, New Hampshire was so great. We won South Carolina. We won North Carolina. We won everything, right? And then they said, even though we were so far, in all fairness, I have to say this, we were really so far ahead that I think that even Indiana wasn't going to have too much of an effect. But I want to win Indiana. So a friend of mine, he's from Indiana. Great guy. I said, how am I doing in Indiana? He says, great. I said, good. I said, what can I do to ensure it? Well, if you could get like Bobby Knight to endorse you, that would end Indiana. I said, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, but he called me a year ago wanting me to run. He said the country needs him. And I said, and I put his number right here. I was at my desk. I put his number right here. And true. I bet you I have 2,000 pages of stuff, more. And I said, I put it right here. And I lifted up the stack, like, in the middle. I lifted it up. And there's a little card that says Bobby Knight with a number. It was the weirdest thing. I said, here's his number. The guy actually looked at me and goes, that's amazing. And I dialed in front of him. I dialed the number. And Bobby Knight didn't even ask who was on the phone. I guess he sees New York and he sees maybe Trump Organization. He goes, I've been waiting for you to call. Right? And I'll tell you what, Bobby Knight, was anybody here the night I traveled in with Bobby Knight when we, right?
We were there, folks.
I never saw anything like that in my life. We were in this massive arena. We walked in and I introduced Bobby Knight. And I'm telling you, the people of Indiana, they went crazy. That thing never stopped. That was incredible. And Bobby Knight, and I called him today. I said, you know, I thought about you today because I'm going to Indiana. And I don't need you to come from where you are. I just wanted to say hello to Bobby Knight because he was special and he worked hard on our campaign. And he was very happy to get that call. Bobby Knight, right?
It's unbelievable.
We love winners. We love winners. Winners are winners. Bobby, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger. How about Tiger, the comeback he's made, right? Tiger! Did you see the fake news tried to fake out Tiger? They didn't do too well. Tiger's sharp. Now, we love winners. We love winners. Our country is becoming a winner, and our country is respected again. You see that. We've created not millions, not billions, but trillions of dollars of wealth in just a short time since our election. Trillions. And we're the talk of the world. I'll tell you, every foreign leader who comes to see me, almost, they walk in and they start off, Mr. President, congratulations on the incredible success you're having with your economy. Congratulations. Almost everyone. And something I'm very proud of, African-American unemployment recently achieved the lowest rate ever recorded in the history of our country. And we're fighting every day for African-Americans, for more jobs, for higher wages, for safer communities, for great schools. And we want school choice. We got to have. We're fighting hard. It's going to make a big difference. But African-Americans, the lowest unemployment in history. Hispanic-Americans and Asian-Americans, the unemployment have recently reached their lowest rates in the history of our country. And I'd remember, and you remember, when I used to go, and I'd go to a big arena like this. Bigger. This is a pretty big one, I must say. Oh, by the way, if they write tomorrow, the enthusiasm in the room was wanting. You know, they're like, wanting. See, you have to understand, I have a better education than they do from a much better school. But the elite, they're the elite. They're the elite. I went to better schools. I went to better everything. And by the way, you ready for this? And I'm president and they're not. But it's us. It's us. It's a movement. It's a movement.
There you go.
Like this country and probably the world, but like this country has never seen. That's a big statement. But I make that statement. I don't get corrected. And they would correct me in 2 seconds. I don't get. This is a movement like this country has never seen before. I'll give you an example. If crooked Hillary Clinton had won. And she came to Indiana to have a rally for the opponent, who is rated the worst in the Senate, of Mike Braun. If you had 500 people, seriously, if you had, they won't tell you this, but we have an election coming up. We don't have a presidential election coming up. You don't get big crowds. If crooked Hillary came here, if she had 300 to 500 people. First of all, she wouldn't be in this building. She'd be in a hotel conference room.
True, be a conference.
True. It'll be a conference room. And I'm not saying, I'm just saying something incredible is happening with our country to have this. Something incredible. Youth unemployment has just reached its lowest rate in nearly 50 years.
That little segment you just heard there, folks, you heard it live. And that was Donald Trump extemporizing. He said it all right there. This is a movement. It's unprecedented in all of world history. You out there in the audience, you're part of the biggest, most important thing that's ever happened in history. And it's happening live right now. We're all part of it. It's amazing. And he just stated it beautifully right there. Let me go back to, and you can sense he's getting near his windup. So he'll probably finish before we run out of time for this show. So let's go back to the president once again. Of course, you'd much rather hear him than me.
Great programs to help. For the first time ever, employers are hiring prisoners. They're getting a second and in some cases a third chance. And I have a friend who hired prisoners. I said, whoa, that's great. And he said, you wouldn't believe how great they are. They're better than my other people. Now, he's got a couple of cases where he's not so happy, and that's the end of that. And that's fine. But he said, these are incredible people. And I guarantee you, Donald, I'll have them in here for 25, 30 years. These are incredible people. They're getting a second chance. In a couple of cases, he told me, it was a third chance. But it's unfair. They get out of prison. They made a mistake. They get out of prison and nobody hires them. And they end up going back. They have, I mean, they can't live. They can't eat. They can't anything. Now they get that second chance. Can I tell you what? We're working hard on that in my administration. And that's one of the things we're really happy about. Really happy. Incredible to watch. And they're doing a great job. All right, women. This is not good. So African-American, historic. Asian-American, Hispanic, all historic, right? Sorry, women. I let you down again. Women's unemployment rate recently reached only the lowest rate in 65 years. I let you down. I'm sorry. What can I do? But, you know, I predict 65 years for women. Most of the rest are historic. The women, I promise you, I think, within 3 or 4 weeks, you'll also be at historic levels, I think. 65. We'll say 65 years is not good enough. A big one that just came out. Consumer confidence in our country is at an 18-year high. Isn't that beautiful? Big thing.
This is just so beautiful, folks. You're looking at a crowd here. I'm watching the Right Side Broadcasting video of this live streaming video. And they're the only people that show the whole crowd. That's the group you want to watch, Right Side Broadcasting. And my kids and I went to two of these rallies, one in Duluth, Minnesota, and one in Fargo, North Dakota. And after you've been to one of these and you watch one on TV, or on your computer rather, it's the same thing. It's the same people. And right after this break, we'll be right back before.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate? Right, Burl. Let's go back to Donald Trump. Here he is, ending up his rally in Evansville, Indiana. This is live right now.
You know, there's an example. It's such a beautiful name, clean power, right? They want to have windmills all over the place, right? When the wind doesn't blow, what do? We got problems. When there's thousands of birds laying at the base of the windmill, what do? Isn't that amazing, the environmentalists? We like windmills. Oh, really? What about the thousands of birds they're killing? Try going to the bottom of a windmill someday. It's not a pretty picture. But really, when the wind doesn't blow, you got problems. If your house is staring at a windmill, not good. When you hear that noise going round and round and round, and you're living with it, and then you go crazy after a couple of years.
That's true.
Not good. And the environmentalists say, oh, isn't it wonderful? We've ended the war on clean coal. We've also repealed the individual mandate. It's gone. Last month, the FDA approved more affordable generic drugs than at any time ever in the history of our country. And thanks to our effort, many drug companies are freezing or reversing planned price increases. You remember 2 weeks ago, Pfizer, and I take my hat off to them. I like them. They increased their prices substantially of drugs. And I got angry about it. I think it's probably the first time I realized what great power we have, right? I got angry. Novartis, same thing. They increased their prices. I'm decreasing the prices. I got really angry about it. And they announced the following day that they're no longer going to increase the prices of their drugs. And those prices are going to come down.
Bingo. Power.
Because we put mechanisms in work, lots of different. I won't bore you with the complications. It's actually, we had middlemen that were so rich, they were making a fortune on drugs, prescription drugs. We're getting rid of all of that. Drug prices are coming down like they've never seen. Increases are stopping, like with Pfizer and Novartis. And we're stopping hospitals from overcharging low-income seniors for these same prescription drugs. We've passed Veterans Choice. Our veterans are the greatest. You know, when I got involved, I sort of said, that's a bad situation going over with the vets. They're really being treated badly. These are really our greatest people as far as I'm concerned. And the vets would wait online to see a doctor 6 days, 9 days, 21 days, 34 days. Some of them would have a minor condition by the time they saw.
And of course, where he's going with this, of course, is he's totally transformed. He's upended the Veterans Administration by now making it the case that if you serve veterans poorly, you're fired. Bingo, you're fired. And also, if you're a veteran, you're not getting the right treatment, you simply go to any clinic or any doctor, get the treatment you need, and the VA pays the bill. It's beautiful. Let me just say the I'm just going to just take a little section out of the Trump speech here where he's not saying things that are like earth-shatteringly new, but it's incredible to see this rally in Evansville. There's going to be another one in Butte, I believe, Montana. Next week, next Thursday, just as we're doing here, and we'll cover it on the show here live. Let's go back to the president.
Passed a landmark, and this was just as tough, believe it or not. VA accountability law, where people that work at the VA are now held accountable. So now if a government worker abuses one of our great veterans, we turn to them and we very toughly say, sorry, you're fired.
Oh, God. In this speech, Donald Trump is covering 50 different topics. He is. And I love what he said. You got to hear it. It's the most eloquent statement he's made of how powerful the movement he created is. He created it by himself. Anybody else who's out there strutting around thinking they had anything to do with creating this movement are blowhards. It's not true. Donald Trump created this, and you're part of it. And I'm dedicating this show entirely. I am all in on Donald Trump's next 6.5 years. It's the future of our country, and I'm setting aside everything else. And any other past activity I've been involved with is canceled by it's trumped by Donald Trump.
We will not let large corporations silence conservative voices. And it can. It can go.
All right, we've got another break. Stay tuned. Know what we're doing. Donald John Trump.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all.
Donald Trump, here he is, back to Donald Trump.
You gotta vote for Mike Braun, local citizens. You love your state. You love your country.
Indiana.
You're loyal. You helped build this country. Together, we're taking back our country, returning power to where it belongs. We're returning power to the American people. That's what we're doing. From Bloomington to Madison and from South Bend to right here in beautiful Evansville, this great state was built by patriots and pioneers. Mechanics and ministers and farmers and factory workers. With American hands and American grit, your ancestors built a home for themselves and for their beautiful families. They were tough, and they were strong, and they were smart. They were proud Americans, and together they turned Indiana into a powerhouse of American people and American ingenuity. What they've done in this great place. They didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have a lot of luxury. But they loved their families. They loved their country. And they loved their God. Yeah. We stand on the shoulders of generations of American patriots who knew how to work, knew how to fight. Oh, do you know how to fight, fight, fight? And you knew how to win. Just like them, we're going to keep on fighting. We're going to keep on winning. We are going to win for our nation, our children, our families, for our freedom. We will never give up. We will never give in. We will never back down. And we will fight on to victory. We will only have victory because we are Americans and our hearts bleed red, white, and blue.
We're getting close here.
We're going to win so much that you're going to be begging me, please, please, Mr. President. The people of Indiana cannot continue to win like this. We're not used to this. This is terrible. And you're going to ask your senator, Mike Braun, or your great governor, or maybe both of them together, please, please go see the president. We can't stand winning anymore. And they're going to come see me in the Oval Office. And they're going to say, Mr. President, the people of Indiana have been winning too much under your leadership. Honestly, sir, they can't stand it anymore. And I'm going to look back at them and I'm going to say, I don't give a damn what they want. We're going to keep on winning, right? We're going to keep on winning. We're one people. We're one family. We're one glorious nation under God. And together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much, Indiana. Thank you. Mike Braun, thank you.
Oh, boy. That's it, folks. Oh, that was something. And what an honor to be able to bring that to you here live on the Trump Phenomenon. That you just heard the Trump Phenomenon. That is it. That genius who just spoke. He's the man that created it, and it's just so great to see. He has this level of energy. He is not backing down. He's not in retreat. He's charging forward. You know, is this rally even greater than the ones that I attended just recently in Minnesota and North Dakota? I would say it's even greater. He's getting even, it's hard to imagine. It's getting even better. So the if you have a chance to get to one of these rallies, you must go. I drove my kids. I don't know how many miles did we drive to get to Duluth. It was something like, you know, the whole trip, round trip. We drove about 800 miles, a little bit of detour, but about 300 miles to get to Duluth. And oh, am I glad that we did it and camped out on the way home. So. You heard it right there. Now, the president right now is waving to the crowd, making the slow exit, just as he makes a slow entrance to every one of these events. Of course, surrounded by security, extraordinary security. But the, well, I don't know. I'll retract that. Not extraordinary security. Not nearly enough security. I would like to see about 100 more well-armed people in black suits around him. But he's always shaking a few hands. Oh, some lucky people there near the exit. He's reaching up to shake hands and going out the exit there where it says, Make America Great Again. And I'll tell you, I'm just drained. from the experience of listening to that thing. I listened to the thing from start to finish, and the on Right Side Broadcasting. The mass media don't bring you these. This is, if they put this on national television, America would be glued to it. The ratings would be immense. They would make a lot of money by broadcasting these events. They don't do it. Their commitment to their ideology, to their left-wing extremist, and as he said in this speech, undemocratic ideology to which they are committed is much greater than even their commitment to making money. So they'll lose money in order to get rid of Donald Trump and to get rid of you and to get rid of America. So this is the latest scandal, of course, is that even our access to such things on the internet, on YouTube, for example, which is where I'm watching this, they are now attempting to shut off that channel of communication for us. So Right Side, for example, I'll use them as an example of a typical Patriot website and Patriot organization. They were getting some stream of income from the ads that were run on their YouTube page. And those, of course, they were making lots of money for YouTube. Right now, there are, during the rally there were 14,000 people, according to YouTube. Now, this is according to YouTube. Remember, they can screw with these numbers. But even YouTube was saying that there were 14,000 people watching. Well, that's a lot of eyeballs. And if ads are running on the page, YouTube is making money on those ads because they sell the ads. So the idea of this group, Right Side, and all the others, they had an income stream from their ads. If, let's say, the ads make, you know, $1,000 for YouTube, YouTube would, you know, send $200 of that, you know, or some percentage. I don't know what the percentage is, but just let's just say it's a fifth of the income. They would send it to the people who are generating the income, who are putting the content on YouTube. And I'm sure it's some small percentage. It might be considerably less than 20%. And that's only fair, and that's only right. And that's also only commercially sensible. But they've cut it off. There's no income stream now for Right Side. When they do this YouTube still runs all the ads and things it wants to on their page. No income to this Patriot broadcaster. Now, this has become the rule. This is called, what is it called? Demonetizing, deplatforming us. So this is what the left, in their crazed fanaticism to destroy our world, that is their latest measure. They haven't been able to do it. You know, of course, they have the complete capture of the mainstream media. But now they're hitting the alarm, trying to shut down the alternative media, like this radio network that you're listening to and all other alternative patriot media. They want to shut them down. If you want to call in and comment on what you just heard, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, after this astonishing Trump rally. If you just call in and I'll put you on the air. I'm looking here at the caller board. I didn't expect any calls to be on the board here after something like that. But if you do want to make a comment, 800-313-9443, we'll have to defer to tomorrow and the Sunday show. We'll have to defer catching up on the news. Donald Trump's tweets today. He's been tweeting away today. Let me go over here to his tweets. And let me just see if he has tweeted anything. He might be out getting into the beast, his car, and tweeting right now. The most recent tweets I see are from 6 hours ago and 12 hours ago. He tweeted, "We'll be going to Evansville, Indiana tonight for a big crowd rally with Mike Braun, a very successful businessman who is campaigning to be Indiana's next U.S. Senator. He is strong on crime and borders, the Second Amendment, loves our military, and vets will be a big night. And he sure is right about that. And in that particular issue, folks, Donald Trump really boosted the campaign of Mike Braun, Republican for the Senate seat, of Joe Donnelly, who's a sitting senator, and you know, it's absolutely essential that Donald Trump have the Senate and the House. So what he's doing, it's amazing how he is carrying the load. As he came here to North Dakota to promote Kevin Cramer over Heidi Heitkamp, he went to West Virginia to oppose Joe Manchin, the Democrat there. Here he's going to oppose Joe Donnelly in Indiana. And Donald Trump is carrying the load. In this 2018 election, it will be another Donald Trump triumph. And I think it really will be that. And that's necessary so that he can proceed through his reelection in 2020 to get the things done he needs to have done. And I would say to folks like, you know, one of my favorite people in the whole universe is Ann Coulter. But I would say this. We talked about it a little yesterday. How can this man do everything all by himself all at once? He can't. He's got to have that army, that movement with him. And we haven't created that sufficiently enough for him yet that he can build the wall. Why is the wall not built? And as you know, I understand this beautiful woman, this beautiful, brilliant writer is distressed that the wall is not being built more quickly than it is. But I wouldn't blame Donald Trump. I wouldn't say Donald Trump has in any way compromised or backed up or let off on the gas pedal. He hasn't. He wants that wall, and he is going to build that wall. But he's got to have more than in the Senate right now. It's 50-49 with the death of John McCain. It's 50 Republicans to 49 Democrats. And the Democrats, here's another thing. This is new in American history. Go back and, you know, you younger people, you have to go research the question. Us older folks, we remember this. There was never a time that the Democrat Party voted, what do they call that, lockstep? Every single Democrat voting. Trump made the point in this speech, this brilliant oration. He made the point that Joe Donnelly, he could have repealed Obamacare with his single vote. That's how close it came in the Senate. By one vote, it failed. And John McCain, oh, the great hero, John McCain. John McCain voted against repealing Obamacare. Thanks a lot, Mr. Hero. Thanks a lot. And what a petty, you know, he's being made out to be some great man and so on. What a petty snot John McCain was. You know, out of spite to vote against to keep Obamacare, his single vote. That's a betrayal of everything patriotic, a betrayal of the American people. That's not a hero. That's a creep. Yes, a creep. But Joe Donnelly also, with his single vote, if he had broken from the Democrat Party lockstep, any one of them, Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Manchin in West Virginia, they could have gotten rid of this horror, this unconstitutional horror of Obamacare, but they didn't. And Donald Trump made that point. 50-49 now with the death of John McCain. So Donald Trump is out there doing it himself. And I love Mike Braun got up on the podium. I'm not going to be able to play it for you, I don't think, because we won't have time. But I'll play, if I can find it, Mike Braun. It turns out he's very eloquent, very good. And what he did, Donald Trump gave him the microphone at the podium. And he said, let's listen to Mike Braun now, who's the man I'm coming out here to support. And he spoke for a few minutes, and he referred to, I loved the way he did it. He came out in just a sports shirt, and Donald Trump was standing right behind him, off a little bit. And he referred to, he said, this man, let me see if I can find it. I took notes. Let me see if I can get into those quickly enough. He said, there was not one man. He was referring to the debates, the presidential debates. Donald Trump had made the point in every single presidential debate. And I've forgotten him. Do you remember We were keeping track right here on this show. We followed every single one of them more closely than any other show in the anywhere. The president was center stage on each debate. He was right in the middle, if you recall. What that meant was, by the rules of the Presidential Debate Commission, the man who's polling first place gets to stand in the center of the stage so that they have some structure to where people stand on the stage. Donald Trump was in the dead center in every single debate, meaning he was in the lead. And then referring to that lineup on the stage, Mike Braun said, there was not one man on that stage who could have beaten Hillary Clinton other than this man right here. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. This is our last segment here. In today's edition of the Trump Phenomenon. Did I even give the date? It's August 30th. To the archivists out there, sorry, August 30th, 2018. And the we just have a couple of minutes left in which to, for me, just to decompress, depressurize as I surface here as a scuba diver. I'm going to stop a little bit and depressurize a little bit coming to the surface. What an experience every Trump rally is. It's just, oh, it goes deep. And having been to a couple of them, now I know what all those people are experiencing. I know it's not just on my screen. I can feel it. And we'll repeat that next week. The frequency with which Donald Trump makes these appearances is going to accelerate as we near the November 2018 election, in that first week of November. So we'll probably have several of these a week, probably a crescendo to even almost every day as we draw up to right up to the election. And I am feeling so good, so great about everything I just heard and saw. And, you know, the key is the man himself. Is this man up to it? He's, you know, he's immortal like all of us, mortal like all of us. And the, but he, what he's done will be immortal. He has changed everything. Nothing will ever be the same, folks. I sound like such a cheerleader. I am. But nothing will be the same in your life or your children's lives or your grandchildren's because of this one man. It's a pretty dramatic statement. But he's getting aware of it. He's aware of it himself. He talked about it in his speech. He said, how different things would be if Hillary had been elected. And the crowd went wild. Lock her up. And I think that's going to happen. I think Hillary Clinton is going to go to prison because we're learning more and more that the criminality of what she did with her private server and what she did as Secretary of State. This woman has been on a criminal tear her entire adult life, ever since she hooked up with William Jefferson Clinton. And her crimes, you know, which you name it, the whole catalog of crimes, she's guilty of all of them. I think she's going to prison. And that's, boy, is that going to be a glorious moment. As soon as we can get Jeff Sessions out as Attorney General and whatever the hell is wrong with him, it's not worth diagnosing or trying to fix. Just shove him on over and let's get a new person in there. I heard something yesterday that if Donald Trump appoints another cabinet level person who's already been confirmed, and transfers them over as Attorney General, they don't have to go through the Senate confirmation, at least not for like this year or some extended period. There is a law that allows Donald Trump to transfer in an already Senate-approved cabinet-level figure to any job, including Attorney General, and they can simply proceed as Attorney General when they hit the ground day one. Wow, that's the way to go. And Donald Trump, in this speech, I think you may have heard it, he dropped a bombshell. He said if Jeff Sessions doesn't and the Justice Department don't start getting it right soon, I'm coming in there. So he's going to clean house. And I think that is the way it's going to go. Jeff Sessions is not going to get it right. There is something wrong with Jeff Sessions. We will see you all again tomorrow night. Thank you very much for a great experience here. We'll see you tomorrow night. So long. Don't stop.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.